Let's take a few moments to make sure that we are sitting in a comfortable posture. You might like to have your back straight and relax your shoulders. Take three deep breaths. When you exhale, feel that you are letting go and releasing all the pain, discomfort, and also all the energetic blockage. I'd like to begin this session by practicing concentration. We can use sound, image, and body sensations as object of our concentration. Let's use our breath as object of the concentration. Bring your attention to the breath. You don't have to exert too much effort to pay attention. With a sense of ease, just keep noticing that you are breathing. Throughout our practice, there are times that we may need to exert some effort, and then there are going to be moments we can relax and not to do anything. enjoy observing your own breath. You can even embrace each breath as a sacred force, like prana. You can enjoy each breath as a mantra, silent mantra. Mantra means that liberates mind. When we give our attention to it, then the breath has the power to quiet our mind or to free our mind from the trap of mental activities. Breath is this pure, sacred force that is full of wonder, magic, and that has no concepts, has no delusion. Because that, when we give our attention to it, and then we can experience this serenity, taking a break from our thinking mind. Thinking mind that is always judging, worrying, dreaming. That often get lost in the memory of the past and the fantasies of the future. That veils our mind from witnessing the magic of each moment. Notice that each breath is rich in themselves with so many subtleties. Their temperature, duration, and also their sensations. allow yourself to enjoy this practice. This is an art. You can think you are a connoisseur of the prana. Allow yourself to feel that now there's only this breath, and you become one with it. Notice that there's so much stillness and the calmness with this experience of being one with the breath. Now you can rest. And you can let go of all your mental effort, let go of your deliberate concentration on the breath. Feel that you are relaxing into your body. You don't have to concentrate on any sensations or any energetic spots in your body. Instead, feel that you are relaxing in your body and your also sensations. Your body is a sea of sensations that is alive, and imagine that you are kind of almost floating on that sea with so much ease. No need to concentrate on anything right now. allow your mind and your whole experiences to be as they are. Don't try to modify them or alter them. When you rest, when you allow your mind to be alone as it is, then there is this simple awareness emerges. This awareness is the natural state of our own mind. There are many qualities of this awareness, and one of them is that it welcomes all expressions of life. It doesn't exclude, it doesn't reject anything, and also it doesn't grasp, it doesn't cling. Once Rahula asked Buddha, what is the way to the Nirvana or the enlightenment, Buddha replied, develop sky like mind. So this awareness is like the mind that Buddha was referring, the sky like mind. The sky is limitless, has no boundary. It's a vast, spacious, the clouds come and go away, sky never says, I'm going to hold on to this cloud, no, I'm going to reject this cloud, sky never says that, it has no preferences. The sky is much bigger than clouds, and that's why the true nature of sky never can be obscured by the clouds. Welcome all your thoughts, all your feelings as these fleeting clouds. And they are transient, and also they are quite magical too in themselves. They come and then they go on their own. Many wisdom traditions teach that the root of our suffering is a delusion, and delusion actually happens all the time. Delusion is state of mind in which that we are completely lost in our mind, lost in our thoughts. We are believing our mind and all the storylines that goes in our head all the time. Awareness is a state of mind that we are no longer deluded. We are no longer dreaming, we are awake. When a thought arises, just regard it as a play of your own mind. Almost every thought has some kind of content, conceptual content, and here we don't reject any thought, but also we just witness them and without following them. Thoughts are like the bubbles in the water. They can rise and they can even sometimes proliferate themselves, and then when we don't follow them, they can all dissolve. And they don't have intrinsic reality in themselves. Sometimes you may feel emotion. It can be painful one, or can be ecstatic one. Thus, awareness is also opening your heart. And feel all the emotions that visit to you. Don't run away from them. Don't identify with them. Embrace each of them and then let them flow through you. Every time when we let these emotions flow through us, then purification is taking place. In some Buddhist traditions, they arrange a kind of radical form of offerings on the altar. They put the leaf of flowers incense along with sometimes even the repulsive ingredients, which is actually a teaching, metaphorical teaching, reminding us that the true awareness is this open heart in which that we don't reject anything, we just take everything in, even the painful, ugly emotions and feelings. We allow ourselves to feel them, but not to identify with them and let them flow through us. Allow yourself to abide in this open heart, in this open awareness. There's no more resistance and no more grasping. Feel that everything is just flowing through you. Remember to inquire now and then, what is the state of my mind right now? This inquiry is not about to change the state of our mind from unwholesome to wholesome, but just to bring our awareness